On the Saturday night of June 18, 2005, Marconi's Restaurant, which had been a Baltimore institution at 106 West Saratoga Street since 1920, was crowded with diners, wall to wall. Every table in the house was filled, and with good reason. These would be the last dinners ever to be served in Marconi's. The first had been served 85 years earlier. Marconi's was renowned for old-world charm and gentility, and for its French-Italian continental cuisine, especially for its lobster cardinale, and for the celebrities visiting and enjoying the Marconi brand of Belle Epoque hospitality. James M. Cain, Alexander Wolcott, Irving Berlin, Sinclair Lewis, Lily Pons, to say nothing of local executives from the department stores around the corner at Howard and Lexington, Hutzler's and Hochul's, Storts and Hex and Hess Shoes and Steve Silver. Marconi's was famous the country over for its sweetbreads Bordelais, oysters Pauline, and its very own creation, lobster cardinale, and that night, to nobody's surprise, longtime head waiter and at this point in time manager Ali Morsi recalled, the favorite was Marconi's very own lobster cardinale, said to be named when it was introduced in 1921 in memory of Cardinal James Gibbon, who died that year. In their recipe were lobster, butter, white mushrooms, pepper, egg yolks, a full cup of heavy cream, and sherry, in a mystic combination that only Chef Keith Watson could explain. But back to that evening of June 18, 2005. As the evening wore on and the patrons savored the last of their lobster cardinale and last spoonful of Marconi's famous chocolate sundae and walked slowly out, Ali Morsi recalls, then we all cleaned the place up, and then we all sat down at one of the tables and quietly poured ourselves sherry and clinked our glasses, end quote. In that long-ago afterglow, Marconi's staff thought they were toasting only a farewell to Marconi's restaurant, and they were. But they were also raising glasses in farewell to the first and the last lobster cardinale ever to be served up by Marconi's of Baltimore. Cheers.